In Moscow, Idaho, people gathered at something known as a death cafe. What is that exactly? NWPB's Phineas Pope explains.
You may or may not have heard of them, but death cafes encourage open conversations about the end of life.
We're all going to experience it in some way, shape, or form, or for ourselves, that's just inevitable.
That's Heather Blaymeyers. She facilitated a recent death cafe in Moscow. Blaymeyers said the cafes are a space to share thoughts on death without the fear that usually surrounds the subject.
It's something that's universal, but it's also incredibly personal.
One of the people there was Michael Riley. He's a retired middle school teacher.
I think we're kind of divorced from the natural world in a lot of ways. And so I think we're not used to death anymore. We're not used to seeing it.
Topics at this cafe ranged from expectations and grief to how relationships change with people who've died. In Moscow, I'm Phineas Pope, reporting.